Esteemed Vice Rector, dear audience, it's a great pleasure to be here today and talk and see many friends and family and colleagues here. Thank you all for coming. Before offering some insight on digital communication, I'd like to clarify a few things regarding my point of departure of my talk, and specifically about my disciplinary field. Digital communication is not a corporate communication on topics. Many disciplines are interested in studying the digital environment and offering from their own perspective new findings and reflections. Also, corporate communication is not just communication in corporate settings. There is much more than communication, and it's not just corporation. Any type, forms of organization, and organized entities, including non-profit, non-governmental organization, activist groups. Corporate communication is a strategic function in organizational settings. It requires careful thinking, thought-through orchestration, and continuous assessment. Communication is powerful, is a powerful natural element. It drives hopes, expectation, and thinking. And we know this, but often we tend to underestimate its impact on people and organizations. Corporate communication is a special organizational function and discipline. It is special because when it's effective, it's a chameleon. Yes, a chameleon. It goes unnoticed and changes according to the environment. It is exactly when we don't notice that we become the target of the most powerful communications. Where is corporate communication going? Quo vadis, is going digital. Clearly, many of our daily communications are technologically mediated. Even in situations where we could interact face-to-face, we prefer to use smartphones and our digital technology with friends and colleagues. We are exponentially relying on this technology to interact with others, and this offers obviously a lot of implications for human relations. Today, you would agree with me, it's inconceivable to think any organization without a digital presence of some sort. In this digital environment, communicating, interacting, promoting, and even selling products and services is the new mantra for organization and organized groups. But what does this new phenomenon mean for corporate communication discipline is practiced in organizations? What kind of opportunity and risks does communicating in digital environment bring to organizations and their stakeholders? My research has dwelled around these questions. I work at diverse research projects in relation to the phenomenon of digital and social media with empirical and theoretical studies dealing with the digital media and in different contexts, situations, and for different purposes. My interest in the digital environment has grown as a result of the growing digitalization of our society and human experiences. One of the core corporate communication activities is to address as fully as possible the interest and concern of key stakeholder groups. That means understanding what they need, when they need, and how they need something. But it means also taking care of them. When communication moves from natural settings to virtual ones, communicating can become more complex. We miss those contextual elements that occur in face-to-face interactions. And this face-to-face interaction and contextual element help us deciding what to say and how to say it. We miss to see directly the impact on communication in others. So we need new skills and abilities, and this is not just for humans, but also for organizations. My research interest has moved along this line of thinking during the past decade. I have been extremely curious to understand what happens when technologies become the conduit of cultural connectivity, as the media sociologist Jose van Dyck discusses in her 2013 book. And what happens when technologies induce new forms of sociality among people? Should organizations leverage from such cultural connectivity, and how? If we really want to understand the cultural connectivity and new form of sociality as they form, develop, and evolve in the digital environment, we need to reconsider our fundamental assumption on society and its social and organizational structures. Organizations are also part of society and contribute fundamentally to the setting of social and organizational structures. Given that a lot of corporate communication today is about bridging with stakeholders and the environment in which organizations operate, and given that a lot of this bridging is actually occurring via digital communication, I became interested in understanding the social organizational structure organized around digital media and the communication that occurs there. From a corporate communication point of view, the digital environment, and especially social media, is more than an internet or mobile-based application made of algorithms. Its social structures is communication-based, or better, as I claimed earlier, is communicatively constituted. If we start thinking social media as communicatively constituted media environment, we put emphasis on language and discourse and how, through mediated communication, people and organizations relate to each other. We put emphasis on how corporate relations are formed, maintained, and even destroyed through digital communication encounters. And we put emphasis on how digital engagement is enhanced. Up until now, my point of departure for studying digital communication and different online communicative interaction has been looking at how different forms of digital communication constitute discursive practices that serve as a mechanism for stakeholders to shape and construct their own opinion. This, for instance, by sharing and discussing social media content, or even by giving meaning to experience they directly and indirectly experience. There is a lot to learn about this communicative interaction in the digital environment, and I can give you a few examples from my own research. By studying digital communication, we are able to identify unknown online stakeholders through their position in the network and their communicative behaviors. About 10 years ago, when there was not much about corporate communication and social media studies, I developed a normative theoretical framework called the holistic stakeholder mapping model, which explains normatively what today actually many software are trying to do, identify organizational key stakeholders, also known digital influencers. Such identification is important in order to leverage activities like keyword of mouth communication and also identify monitoring online key stakeholder conversation and their influencing capacities. We can also measure an organization's online reputation based on their dialogic conversation orientation. That is, by assessing both the core dimension of reputation as expressed by people and also by assessing organization's strategic choice of what type of stakeholder conversation they want. This is essentially the reputation measurement model of online stakeholder, another model that I developed with some other scholars and that was tested empirically to validate the scale. We can also look at different forms of communicating and their impact on stakeholder attitude, behaviors, and intention. Lately, I have been researching on the impact of visual communication on digital engagement on social media by looking at different compositional elements of image and pictures and their impact on people's online behaviors like liking, sharing, posting, commenting, and also on their purchase intention when this picture, for instance, depicts a product or a brand. This area of research is perhaps the least developed. These three examples are indeed about study contributing to the achievement of organizational goals. They take the point of departure how corporate communication can contribute to organizational goals. But serving the interests of organization does not mean forgetting the interests of stakeholders and their publics. When we think about digital communication, This means reflecting on what constitutes an ethical and moral practice in digital communication. How can we best serve the interests of organizations without tarnishing the interests of our stakeholders? I do think this is an important question, the question of ethical and moral practices in digital communication. It's a question that deserves particular attention today and the years to come. The digital environment offers countless opportunities for organizations. Organizations can talk and communicate directly with online stakeholders, bypassing the gatekeeping role of journalists. They can listen and adjust their marketing goals along with their expectation. They can collect valuable information on people. Yes, they can. Every time people are online, they leave traces of what pages they see, what they visited, what they liked, and so on. And this data gathering is big intelligence for organization. But it's also problematic from a stakeholder point of view. People lose privacy and become targets, often unaware or well-crafted, sometimes manipulative messages. Many times they are not even aware of this. Yes, today we have the General Data Protection Regulation here in the European Union. This is addressing, in part, this concern, but it's not sufficient to avoid misuses and abuses by organizations, as we have experienced and we will experience. For corporate communication, therefore, it is paramount to keep high the standard in organizational settings when it comes to issues of privacy, security, and personal data. Yet, it is and will be a challenge to assure our stakeholders that organizations are taking great care of how they use, store, and secure data on them. Why is it a challenge? Because too often organizations tend to exploit people in their online communication behavior for organizational interest. How are they doing that? Through digital stakeholder engagement initiatives. When organizations ask their followers to collaborate, to participate, to get involved in organizational initiative, to share organizational content, or even to create content on their behalf, this activity creates economic value. Economic value for organization, but they don't render any economic value to those that actually create that content, because these activities are often voluntary and unpaid. Paraphrase Fuchs, a media sociologist, all these activities are a reality form of digital labor. Digital labor because they create surplus for organization, and this is not, if not in direct sales, in reputation. So, how do organizations explain this to their stakeholder? Should they explain it at all? And how will it look like for a company which breaks to be responsible towards their stakeholders? These indeed are very difficult questions that do not have a simple answer. However, I think there is a bright light at the end of the tunnel. And I think if we bring back the humor to the center of our thinking, theorizing, practicing corporate communication, we'll help addressing, if not completely, at least in part, these challenges through ethical choices and stakeholder-centered digital communication. To conclude, my plan for future research is to continue studying this digital environment by looking at the phenomenon of big data and corporate communication as challenges and opportunities for organizations. My aim is to explore more in deeply the goal of data-driven communication, the integration of different types of data for corporate communication strategic goals, and of course the implication for stakeholder relations. With this new research project in mind, I hope to share some insight into this complex but very fascinating phenomenon of our time. Thank you all for your attention.